This is the Joey English Red Hot Treasure Chest for Get Fit and Makeover, presented through the generosity of MDR Vital Factors. That's MDR.com, 800-637-8227. Listen, Joey pals, my youth hormone called HGH declines with age. Lose muscle tone, get tired easier, and see more wrinkles. The good news is that there's a natural approach to enhance HGH. I have used it for years to stay youthful and energetic, and I want you to try it. Go to vitalfactors.com. You can use a special code J-O-E-Y, Joey, for a 20% discount. VitalFactors.com or call 800-637-8227. That's MDR Tabs.
Hi, Joey pal. This is Pat Riley. You know, with all that's going on in our lives these days, let MDR Vital Factors invigorate you naturally every day. It really works.
You've got a gift certificate from Aspen Mills Bakery. Great place to get party trays and all kinds of things for all your guests until New Year's and even afterwards. AspenMillsPS.com, 323-3123.
Hello, Joey pals. This is Marty from Aspen Mills Bakery. I want to say thank you so much for your patience. We are now reopened. Come and see us.
You've got a gift certificate to Crazy Mel's Burgers and Bar, 166 North Palm Canyon Drive in Palm Springs. It's not just hamburger. It's brisket and chuck and rib meat. It's delicious. 656-7563. Try their grab and go. You've got a gift certificate from someone new, Foley and Stinnett Interior Designs. Dan Foley's going to do a regular design segment on the show, and this is a gift certificate that you can put towards anything in his shop. We'll learn about it together. The website is foleystinnett.com or call 322-2265. Okay, Joey pals, all of those wonderful gifts, all three of them, Aspen Mills, Crazy Mills, Foley, and Stinnett, go to one person. And I'm the only person with children in this segment, so we'll take the third caller at 323-JOEY, 323-5639. On your mark, get ready, get set, go. And if you're caller number three, first of all, you win all those things. I'll mail them out to you. And secondly, Nigel and I will see you here in January when we spin the Extreme Home Makeover Joey Edition Wheel. And thank you for making this show what you have. We're in our 26th year. So this is the last of our travel segment. We started off with Lalo, and we traveled spiritually. I love that one. Always makes me feel so good. Then we got in our RV. That always makes me feel so good. But now I want to get on a different kind of motor coach, or an airplane, or a train in Egypt, or a camel. And we'll go somewhere with Steve Canold. Hi, sweetheart.
Show me your vaccination proof, please.
I have it on my phone, okay, along with my blood type pictures of my children. Oh, my gosh.
What a letdown after all those other trips that you said you just love so much, from the meditations of Lalo Alvarez to
Lalo Tachikin on this show.
Tachikin to Cher and going motor coaching. Arveen.
Yes. She makes it. I would just love to do it. I've got to, what you think about, you bring about. So I've got to work that out.
Yeah, it's fun.
So you've had some fabulous Christmas events ACT has had up in Yucca Valley. Very spiritual events.
Yeah, last weekend we had back-to-back ones, one on Saturday and one on Sunday. And our friends from ACT, a lot of tribal club members, gathered at Casal del Monte. And we had live music and it was wonderful.
You know what we should talk about? Gee, I forget, time's going so quickly. But your travel club this month was December 8th. So, Joey pals, write this down.
Normally it's the first Wednesday.
It's going to be January 6th. The first.
Is it the 6th or the 5th?
No, 5th. I'm sorry.
Yes.
The film festival is the 6th. Sorry. Okay, Wednesday, January 5th. First of all, where will it be?
Well, it's at the Best Western Plus Palm Desert Resort, and that's on Highway 111, right across the street from the Embassy Suites between Cook and Portola. Oh,
Portola. But tell everybody what a wonderful time. Steve just blew the roof off. Gypsy, Cindy Williams.
You.
Oh, thank you. Speakers, giveaways, tell us everything. Christmas carols.
Affirmative, positive speaker. The Travel Club of the Desert meets the first Wednesday of every month, and it's entirely free. There's no membership. We give away prizes, and there's
cookies.
All kinds of refreshments, cookies.
Coffee, and cookies.
Coffee, and double vodkas. And you're invited to attend. And we have speakers in the travel industry come and give us updates on everything from cruises to land tours and international tours. So it's a lot of fun, and you can find information about this on our website, which happens to be
ACT-tours.com. I have to tell you, Joey Pals, I took Gypsy because Gypsy was my house guest because he was in town for Dionne Warwick's Star and also Angie Dickinson's appearance at Oscars and also Lonnie Anderson's appearance at Oscars. I took him with me. Now, Gypsy, Steve was kind enough, Joey Pals, to let Gypsy stand up and promote his New Year's Eve shows at Oscars. And Gypsy's fabulously entertaining. And he said something about he's going to be 90 in February. And, of course, the travel club is all very experienced travelers, wouldn't you say?
Yes.
And they're not easy to entertain, but the joy was they've seen a lot of things. Two beautiful women came up to Gypsy. One was 93 and one was 91. And I felt like I should let them hit on him. It was so adorable.
Well, I've got to tell you, for somebody who is 80 years, Gypsy looks terrific.
And boy, posture, can he tell the stories.
And his wit.
Oh, just right, like that.
Yeah, comebacks just like that.
And then there's Cindy Williams.
The people you hang out with, Joey, I got to tell you, I got to write a book.
Oh, you did?
Well, yeah, but not what, about your friends.
But what a great little stocking stuffer.
Globetrots. You didn't tell me there'd be walking on this tour. That's the name of my book.
Globetrots, you didn't tell me there'd be walking on this tour. Where can you get it?
Amazon.
What
or
a good idea.
At our office in
which
Palm
is
Springs. 555 South Sunrise Way, Suite 219. It's at the Sunrise Plaza right next to your
it's above
Aspen Mills.
Aspen yes. Mills.
Everybody knows that.
Yes. Oh, what a great stocking stuffer.
It is. It is. If you like laughs and if you've traveled and you can relate to a lot of the anecdotes in the book.
Now, I don't know. Next time you'll be on the show is in January. I don't know what the travel mask vaccination rules will be by then. Our legal eagle just did a segment on air rage, because that's been going on. What's going on with your local bus tours now, Steve?
Well, this is Saturday, and we had 100 people today go to see Hamilton.
Oh,
two
yes.
buses, the matinee at the Pantages Theater, and we have some scheduled for February and March if anyone is interested. They have to show proof of vaccination or the fact that they've tested negative in a test taken 48 hours before the show. Got to wear a mask. And that's about it.
On the bus, on the motor coach, and in the theater.
I don't want to be a mandate policeman. And
I know.
And almost 99 out of every 100, this is true because we've taken surveys, have been vaccinated and even had boosters. So they're going to have to show that they've been vaccinated when they get to the theaters.
Oh, you
so,
do?
Yeah.
At
so,
the theater, too.
So I'm not going to do that when they get on the bus. But if they want to wear a mask, they can certainly wear a mask, and that some people do that. But most don't, because, you know, we give out snacks along the way. We have a
You have water.
Presentation and water. Mm-hmm. And we just try to be, we try to keep it non-political, but
civilized.
Civilized. Yeah.
Common sense.
Sure.
Will you make...
Live and let live. If that's what you want to do, then do it. But everybody's been vaccinated, so what's the difference?
What will you do? When's your next, let's put it this way, when is your next international tour?
Next international tour will probably be in March. Well, I'm trying to think if there's anything before then. We have the Tulip Cruise, and that goes down the
Amsterdam.
Rhine River. Amsterdam to Belgium, all those Benelux countries, and they go
the
to
Floriade.
Floriade. So that
Beautiful.
Is a nice group there. And then we have other trips. We're putting together yet another Puerto Vallarta all-inclusive.
How about the Galapagos?
People have asked about the Galapagos, and I listen. When people want to, sometimes when people say, how do you come up with these trips? We listen. And we've heard a lot about that. People who have been to the Galapagos, they want to go again.
I want to go so badly.
Well, and you would love it. If you like animals.
If you go too. I can't go without you and Lalo. I need lots of care, support, and monitoring. No. We just have lovely times.
Well, and the Galapagos are part of Ecuador, but you've seen miles. Well, you are miles from anything.
Yes.
600 miles
out
offshore
the middle of
these
nowhere.
Islands. Right. And it's nice just to be with nature.
You go to Quito?
We start in Quito, correct. And we spend a couple nights there, including taking a tour.
What do you call it? You straddle the...
Equator.
Straddle the equator.
Yes. The equator, and you can put one in the northern hemisphere and one in the southern hemisphere there.
Oh.
No, it's a nice way to start, and we go to the Otavalo market, which is into the Andes. So you have time in Quito, but then we go to and spend, 6 days in on Santa Cruz Island. We call it Landlubbers Galapagos.
Yes.
Because, you know, you can look out and see the other islands. It's like looking at Catalina from Long Beach. But all those islands, which are barren, have the same animals that you have on Santa Cruz. So
where they come to you.
You unpack once,
yes.
and you're right next to the Charles Darwin Center and the fish market, and you have night markets in Santa Cruz. It's lovely.
Oh.
Lovely, lovely, lovely.
What will that cost, including air or not?
No, in the past, it's been about $29.95. You know, if you take a cruise, it's over $6,000.
Oh, of course.
So with air, $29.95 is what we always aim for. And people love it. They love
yes.
the hotel we use, the Solimar, which is right on the water. A lady was telling me the other day that she was there and she was lounging and she fell asleep. When she woke up, a seal was on the lounge chair next to her.
Oh, how precious.
Yeah. So these are the things that you remember.
Yes. Are we going to do New York in April?
New York is doing quite nicely. We have
I sent you some article about it the other day.
Yes, yes. And
because Aaliyah
rules,
and I...
Same rules apply in L.A. as they do in New York, and that is you got to wear a mask inside and show proof of vaccination. But other than that, the Times Square is open, and the theaters are all within walking distance of our hotel,
April.
The Crown Plaza. So we shall see.
Oh, I look forward to that. My Aaliyah, I've got to check the dates. See that we can go. 5 shows you haven't picked yet.
I picked, yes. One of them is Plaza Suite with Matthew Broderick and
oh.
his wife. And another one is...
Sarah Jessica Parker.
Sarah Jessica Parker.
And Matthew Broderick.
And the Neil Simon comedy,
yes.
Plaza Suite. And then we're also have Mrs. Doubtfire.
Oh,
we also have the show Tina, and we're probably going to do Moulin Rouge.
I've
although
heard.
They just announced first revival in 50 years of Funny Girl, and a lot of people are familiar with the music from Funny Girl, so that might be in play. And then we're going to have probably American Buffalo, a David Mamet drama.
Fantastic. Joey Pals, I'm telling you, when you travel with Steve Canold and ACT Tours, you don't really have to do any thinking. You might have to set your bags outside your hotel room door.
You don't have to do any thinking.
No, you don't. You don't have to say, I've got to get here, I've got to get there. You do all that. You do all the wrangling.
Sort of like we cater to dimwits.
Oh, no. Well, now, wait. No, but it's all so organized.
Has to be.
You do all the wrangling.
We do everything we can. We just came back, you know, with the group in early December to from Sicily and Italy and the hoops you have to jump through. But everybody knew that. And when I say hoops, I mean you've got to show the test results and things. But we know that now wherever you go.
Well, where will you spend Christmas?
I'm going to spend Christmas at Casa del Monte in Yucca Valley. And
I'll be up.
Good. I want you to come up, bring up Gypsy, and
yes,
and we'll laugh, and we'll have an adult beverage.
Oh. What do you wish for all our Joey pals for Christmas, Steve?
Happiness and wellness.
Yes, agreed. Thank you so much for coming by.
We appreciate the patronage and the loyalty, and like you, we've been in the desert since 1995.
Me too, 1995. 3221247. Some of these day tours are great little stocking stuffers. Look at the website, act-tours.com. Okay, Joey pals, what a good hour. We're building up to Friday, tomorrow, December 31st, New Year's Eve Day, with Dennis Van Buskirk, Nancy McDonald in the Cannabis Corner, and Brady Sandall to give us a real estate report. So come on back to us.